Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Welcome back. It's 21 after 8 p.m. It's My Money and Me with myself, Thuli Makubane, and you are tuned to Kaya FM 95.9. If you do want to participate in this conversation, the number to dial is 086-000-959. And you can use the hashtag on Twitter, My Money and Me. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me on the Twitter handle at Money Tools, which is at money_THULZ. And right now we are joined by our regular Vumile Msweli, who is a career coach and CEO of Hesed Consulting. Good evening, Vumile.
Good evening, Trudy. How are you?
I'm super. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And good evening to all our listeners.
Great.
Very excited about today's topic.
So am I. I mean, we know the power of brands, whether it's Coca-Cola or McDonald's or any other South African big brand. And brands normally precede themselves. And us as individuals, we do have those people that have managed to succeed in creating their own brand. So today we're talking about, should you be developing a personal brand or a company brand? And I suppose it also depends on the context. Are you running your own business or are you employed? So Vumile, it is a tricky one, hey, whether you're building your personal brand or your business brand.
Definitely. And I think the two aren't mutually exclusive. We're finding more and more, like the likes of Steve Jobs, completely associated with the Apple brand, but
yes,
the Apple brand being able to stand on its own. Bill Gates and Microsoft. So we're seeing a number of individuals creating brands alongside their company brands. And I think the big question when looking at brand building is, what do you want to be known for?
True.
This is the very first question in asking yourself, before you even get to what is my brand, what's my legacy, etc., you ask yourself, what do you want to be known for?
It is an important one. And it requires you to sit down and really decide where you want to, I suppose this sounds very markety, position yourself.
Completely. Once you figure what you want to be known for, it makes it easier for you to also identify what is your unique selling proposition. So whether you're an entrepreneur or you are in corporate, why would someone choose or hire you? What's your brand promise? And I'd love to use the example, which I use quite a lot with a lot of my clients, is the ShopRite and Woolworths example. Both massive brands, both doing very well in the country and listed, et cetera, both doing, in essence, the same thing, selling fast-moving consumer goods to individuals. But the branding is fundamentally different. And it is critical that even though you might be doing the same job as somebody, what makes it unique? Because it's got your stamp. So as Vumi, what is your brand promise?
And Vumile, as an employed person, is it easy to build a personal brand?
It is not easy, but I think before you even start getting to the place of building it, once you know what it is that you want to be known for, I like to do something called a brand audit, which is seeing what do people think of your brand currently.
Okay.
So an exercise I usually give to my clients is send an SMS to five people who are your colleagues at home and a friend and say, if you think of me, what are the first things that you think of? Because if we look at Woolworths, you say things like quality, expensive, luxurious. You'd have an understanding, and it's taken them a while to get that brand.
True.
So once you know what your brand currently is, it makes it easier for you to know where you've got to change and adapt yourself. And the reality is, as my good friend Helen Nicholson said, no name brand is also a brand. Your brand exists already.
True. I like that. Even a no-name brand is a brand. If you'd want to engage in this conversation, you're more than welcome. The number to dial is 086-000-959. Or you can engage with us on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at Money Tools, which is at money_THULZ. And our hashtag is My Money and Me. And Vumile, your Twitter handle?
It's at Vumile Msweli, VumileMsweli.
All right. We're talking about marketing yourself as a brand. So first things first, as Vumile has mentioned, you need to decide what it is that you want to be known for. Then do a brand audit. What comes next?
Once you've done what you want to be known for, you conduct a brand audit as to where you currently are. Then you decide what is your unique selling proposition, or what I like to say, what is your brand promise? And engaging with you, what do people know? that they're definitely going to be getting. Yes. So I always say it's a good idea to have at least 4 to 5 words that when you wanting people to pop out those words when they think about you.
Mm.
So it's a good place to start. And then I think it's also important to not be afraid when you get that feedback post your brand audit that it's actually, it might not be exactly where you're wanting to be. But the good thing is you can always reinvent your brand. Let's take a look at the likes of a Coca-Cola. We went from enjoy a Coke, always Coca-Cola, to share a Coke. But don't be lazy. Put in the work and start with a fresh overhaul on your existing brand.
I see. So now, as you mentioned earlier, that it's not really easy to build a brand, especially if you are working if you're working for somebody else. If you're working for yourself, it might be slightly easier. So how do you build your own personal brand and a business brand if you're running your own business?
I found in my business that I've actually leveraged building my personal brand and put my corporate brand in lieu of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because in reality, people do business with people, not necessarily businesses.
Yes.
So when there's a face behind a brand, it makes it a lot easier to follow. If you also just look at your own social media, how many of you are following companies?
Mm.
Or how many of you are following people who work at companies? So that also speaks to that. And I think it's very important to show brand consistency. Once you know where you're wanting your brand to go, just take a look at or everywhere someone would engage with you.
Mm.
Everything from the real world to Facebook to Instagram to Twitter to LinkedIn, across the world, people might engage with you. Is your brand consistent? You know, looking at famous brands like McDonald's, it doesn't matter whether you're in Taiwan or you are in you're in Durban. McDonald's is McDonald's.
Yes,
this may be different flavors, but a Big Mac is a Big Mac is a Big Mac. Are you consistent where anyone might find you? You don't open a can of Coke and think, oh, it might taste like Pepsi today. You know exactly what you're going to be getting. So in your actions in the real world, it makes it a lot easier to build a brand when you're authentic and you know who you are, so you're not actually reaching out. But that consistency is key, whether we're meeting you in social media or we're meeting you in real life.
Consistency is key, as you mentioned, but is it really easy to maintain that consistency? We are human after all.
Definitely. It's not easy, but I think it's definitely key, because I think when you're coming from an authentic place, so what your content is saying, what you're saying, it's authentic to who you are. You're not creating an aspirational brand within yourself that's actually not who you are. But that consistency becomes more natural because people are more interested in that authentic experience rather than a facade that you are portraying.
All right. And I have an interesting case here, Vumile. There was a case of a certain financial commentator, shall not mention who he is, and he managed to grow his brand higher than the company that he was working for. And his employer fired him. Did his employer really have a right to do that?
I think from a legal perspective, I can't really talk.
Mm.
But for me, that actually speaks to your brand actually growing.
Mm.
When you evolve past a place,
yes,
your personal brand is actually bigger, that is a perfect time to monetize it.
Mm.
And actually start seeing yourself as an asset that your employer can leverage. So had I been in that position, I probably, you know, I've been in spaces where I've actually had to go back and say, rather let me consult for you than work for you, because my brand has evolved past that place. So it's okay to say, okay, my brand has evolved a lot. How can I then make it something that I can leverage and monetize? Because the brands that have done well are now the biggest social media influencers. It's not a case of let's put an advert just on TV. People are using brands to reach out to others. So how can you monetize your brand eventually, even when you are in corporate?
I see. So yeah, it is a tricky one, because obviously now if your brand is much higher than the company you work for, is it easier now to get headhunted because now people know who you are?
It is much easier to get headhunted. You find yourself having coffees occasionally just because people know the brand.
Mm.
And remember something, guys, that it's still the biggest form of marketing is word of mouth. You are the best brand ambassador. So people who will then see you and how you carry yourself, know about your reputation, they will then find people all of a sudden endorsing and advocating for you. which you find yourself in a position where you no longer need to apply for roles as much, but literally people within your own industry will know your brand, people within your own organization will know your brand, and eventually people outside of your sphere will start knowing and recognizing the brand and trusting the brand. We can see the likes of Mr. Sizwe Ngwasana, how his brand of coming in and fixing things within corporate, from Telkom to First Rand Group, it has been consistent.
All right. And you talked about monetizing our brands. So now, is there a conflict if I am employed and I've grown this large brand and trying to monetize that? How do I balance that without really finding myself in a terrain where there is conflict of interest?
That's a very difficult question because ordinarily it depends on what you're known for. So it goes back to that. So let's say that you work at a financial institution, but your brand is now associated with the likes of a beauty blog. So people know you for your style and your beauty blog. A financial institution, you having an issue with you creating a side hustle or gig, when we chat about the gig economy previously, using that to monetize, I don't see a conflict of interest. But if all of a sudden you are a certified financial planner whose brand has evolved past that of the financial institution, there is now a massive conflict of interest because the advice you potentially are giving might not be in line with what the organization says. So that's also very much determined by what your restraint of trade is and what your intellectual property restraint really is.
All right. And then now if you're, let's talk about being an entrepreneur. So now you've managed to build your own brand. Now you're going to leverage that. How do you go about that, leveraging your own personal brand in building your business brand now?
I always try to link it back. So when people are engaging with Bloom Sweetie, I make sure that I mention his state consulting. So repetition is one of the quickest ways to create a connection and for people to start knowing the brand. Even on my social media, ordinarily when you see my own personal logo, you will see that of my company.
I see. Okay.
And we repost each other. Wherever people are engaging with me in real life, they'll know me as the CEO of the state consulting. So I use both brands to bring awareness to each other. So that, I think, is probably, I found to be the most powerful way to really leverage both brands.
All right. And then now that we've got two brands, how do you keep them from not competing?
Well, hopefully they're serving each other. Mm. If you've got a conflict of interest between yourself and your own company, you've got a problem.
Yes.
Especially if you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Because you can't...
We're losing you there. Can you please repeat that?
Hi, Tilly.
Yes, yeah. I'm saying, didn't hear the last part.
Yeah. I'm saying you can't be misaligned as the CEO of your own company. You really have to get some alignment there.
And so now, where does a publicist come in this whole equation?
So publicists really are public relations managers. So what they do is they make sure that people engaging with you from usually in formal settings, so in traditional media, so I'm talking like the likes of television, print media, and now also more and more getting publicists to specialize in digital media, that your positioning and your public relations is actually up to par. But remember that publicists are working with an existing brand.
Okay.
They help expand that brand. They help people know about that brand. And they help that brand respond. But they're not in the brand building business solely. So it's very difficult for someone to bring public recognition to a brand that does not exist at all. They will not design your brand for you. They'll bring greater awareness to the brand. So it's almost like having a singer. If you can imagine the likes of a Whitney Houston in front of a stage, what a publicist does is help you put a spotlight on that stage.
All right. So you can't decide, well, I actually want to be known for X. I'm just going to hire someone and they're going to get me all these interviews and people are going to brand me as X.
No, you have to design your brand. You have to be very clear as to what you want to be known for. Because like we looked at I'll use the example of even handbags.
Mm.
A Michael Kors versus a Louis Vuitton, fundamentally different. Even the likes of a ShopRite. What ShopRite looks and feels like in South Africa, known as, low prices for the people, is slightly different because they've rebranded themselves in the likes of a Nigeria, where they're perceived to be a lot more premium. So same company, nothing's changed, only the brand positioning and what the brand promise and brand standard is. to a different market.
All right.
So it's very, very important that you decide quite quickly what it is that you want to be known for.
All right. And then lastly, as your brand grows and evolves, how do you actually maintain the same following or the same fans, if you could call it that?
You have to refresh your brand all the time.
Mm.
It has to be dynamic. I used the example of Coca-Cola earlier. Everyone knows who Coca-Cola is, yet they're still spending thousands of rands towards keeping that brand alive and being known with something, whether it's enjoy Coca-Cola to share a Coke. They're constantly refreshing so they still remain relevant.
Okay.
Your brand will become redundant if you're not putting in the effort to, one, check what does the marketplace say about my brand, how are people experiencing my brand, how can I remain relevant and refresh my brand. So it really is, the onus is on you to make sure that it's relevant, it's current, and it's still making that impact.
And in that process, what happens if you do lose some following? Because obviously your brand is growing, it's changing, it's evolving, and maybe it may not appeal to a certain audience that it appealed to maybe 5 years ago.
That's fine. It means your brand, it's, brand evolution is a natural way of life. So you losing some followers, et cetera, means, you know, they've outgrown you, or you're no longer bringing the value that you used to them. The question is, whoever you're losing, are you attracting more, or are you quickly becoming irrelevant and actually of no value to the people that you traditionally used to add value to, which actually then could see back to the drawing board and say, what is my brand promise? What do I want to be known for now? Because what I used to be known for 5 years ago is no longer relevant.
True. Parting shots, Vumile?
Guys, just from my side, remember, starting point is, one, what do you want to be known for? Step two, conducting a brand audit. Step three, creating a brand promise and a brand plan to say, Where do you want to be in the next 4 to 5 years? And then lastly for me, consistency, consistency, consistency. Real life, social media, anywhere the entire world can engage with you, must be consistent, remain authentic, and stick to your brand promise.
All right. Thank you very much, Vumile. Before I let you go, please give us those social media handles so that people can engage with you.
Thanks so much, Tuli. Guys, as usual, the conversation continues offline on social media. You can reach me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Vumile Mseli, or at Hesed Consulting, H-E-S-E-D Consulting, for any coaching queries or to continue the brand building conversation.
All right. Thank you very much, Vumile.
Thank you, Tuli.
That was Vumile Mseli, career coach and CEO of Hesed Consulting. And we're just having a conversation around building your brand. And it is very important, even if you are employed, to actually build a brand as an individual. And as we mentioned, it really improves your prospects and your career prospects. And you could be headhunted by people that you don't even know that you exist. So it only does you very, very well if you build your brand now and decide what it is that you stand for and, of course, what you want to be known for starting from now and going into the future. We're going to take a short break, and when we do return, we're going to be having a conversation around SONA, which is the State of the Nation Address. It's taking place in 2 days' time, and we're going to be joined by Ndumisa Hadebe in studio, who is an independent economist, and we're going to be chatting to him, why is it important for us to really care about SONA, and how is it actually going to affect our financial decisions in 2019?
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.